And coming up on 8:06, it is 54 degrees now. Temperatures actually jumped up a little bit in West Bend and Washington County. Overcast, humidity at 94%. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.07 inches. And we're joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation by Paul Roback with the UW Extension Office of Washington County. Good morning, Paul. Welcome.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So let's see. You're coming in to talk about, a milestone for the Washington County UW Extension this year.
That's correct. This 2018 marks our centennial here in Washington County. So UW Extension Washington County has been here for 100 years. It actually started in the state of Wisconsin slightly before that in 1912 with the first extension educator hired in Oneida County. So a few years later, we started here in Washington County. So we're excited that the centennial is upon us and that we've been able to have programming here in Washington County for 100 years.
Now, for people who don't know, explain what the UW Extension does in kind of a broad sense.
Sure. So UW Extension, our mission is to fulfill what's known as the Wisconsin idea, and that the boundaries of the University of Wisconsin system are the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin. And not only is our mission to bring the university resources to where people live and work, but we also have the responsibility to bring the challenges of the community back to the university to be researched. So you can imagine 100 years ago, getting to UW-Madison was quite difficult. So having extension agents across the entire state help bring those resources out to where people lived and worked.
All right. And the extension agents have different specialties typically in the counties too.
Correct. So our programming is based on the local needs of the local counties that we're in. And extension does have a similar partnership with all 72 of Wisconsin's counties. Here in Washington County, our first educator that was hired was also in agriculture in 1918. And today, agriculture is still a $1.4 billion industry in Washington County. So we continue to have an agricultural educator who works in ag business and also dairy livestock profitability. Other programs, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with the 4-H Youth Development Program. Megan Buehler has been here several times in the past. 4-H still has 800 to 900 youth members annually in Washington County. Most people, I think, may have the perception that it's more of a rural program, but in Washington County, about half of the participants live in the more urban settings. And in addition to the animal programs that most people are familiar with, there's also programs like rocketry, robotics, shooting, sports, and archery. We have the family living program that started in 1937. It was more of a home demonstration agent back then, going into the home and helping housewives.
And what they used to call home ec, kind of, right?
Exactly, exactly. And that's as the times have changed and the needs have changed, the program has changed. And now it still deals with families and works with families, but now spends a lot of time working on increasing people's financial literacy from early childhood to seniors. My program area, Community Development, started in 1976, and I primarily work with local governments and nonprofits, helping them to use their limited resources more strategically. So I do a lot of strategic planning and organizational development and public policy analysis with local governments and nonprofits.
All right.
And our last program, Nutrition Education, started in 2000, and that's is focused in on working with limited income individuals in the county. So people that don't have the financial means as some others, and really work on proper nutrition, food safety, and helping people stretch their food dollars and spend them more wisely. So kind of the theme through the programs through the 100 years is that as the community has changed, so has our programs have changed. And we've adapted to meet people where they're at and what their current needs are in the local community.
And the services from UW Extension, are they basically free or is it based on is there a scale or does it depend on what the program is?
It sort of depends on what the program is. Our funding comes from both the University of Wisconsin system and Washington County government. So we're very thankful for Washington County to be continue to be a wonderful partner in providing the education out into the community. Some of our programs do have small fees to them depending on what the program is and how expensive it is to put it on.
And whether or not there are materials and so on involved, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So, all right. And to celebrate 100 years, what do you have going on?
So we kicked off our celebration at the county fair. Go figure. We do have a lot of programs and activities at the county fair between the 4-H Youth Development and the Master Gardeners through our agricultural program. And so we had an information display there. Now that same display is going around to each of the community libraries. So last week it was in Germantown. This week it's in Hartford. And then we're going to kind of have a big celebration on October 10th at the Washington County Courthouse from 4:30 to 6 p.m., and that will be across from the county boardroom. So we're timing that with the county board meeting that day so that the elected officials that support us can come there and celebrate with us. So we encourage elected officials, our community partners, and as well as the general public to attend that event to learn more about us and to help us celebrate 100 years here in Washington County.
Now, the Extension office is located where?
Sure. We're actually located on Washington Avenue and Indiana in the Washington County Public Agency Center. Because we do have that unique funding with Washington County, we're actually located in a county building and not over on campus at UW-Washington County.
Right, right. And you're basically across the street from the courthouse.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. All right. What else is important for people to know, Paul?
So kind of the last thing I wanted to touch upon is that second week in October, when we're celebrating our centennial, we'll also be celebrating it at the Hub here in West Bend. And if people aren't familiar with the Hub, it's where Social Good brews, and it's a coffee house run by the Volunteer Center of Washington County that not only fuels us with coffee and caffeine, but also fuels the connections of people in our community so that people can find volunteer opportunities and connect with others to help make West Bend and Washington County even better. So the tips that week will go towards UW Extension to our youth development programming to help us ensure that we can continue to do our youth outreach programs in the summer in the local parks with Casa Guadalupe and at the local libraries.
One of the things that people may not know, or maybe they do, but extension programs really deal with any age, from basically birth to old age. Basically, you've got some programming in there that impacts all ages.
Correct. All ages and all places, too. So from practically birth, like you said, to seniors, and then also for rural and urban and all parts of the entire county.
All right. And if people want to find out more information, let's send them somewhere.
Sure. We do have a website, of course. So it's washington.uwex.edu. So that UWEX, of course, stands for UW Extension.
All right. And anything else people should know, Paul?
That's it. We're very excited to be here. We look forward to people attending the open house again on October 10th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Washington County Government Center.